Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, you've been to Kenya or is it Kenya?
Look, I'm not sure. I think Kenya might be the way those hoity-toity Brits, you know, who colonised the place. I think that may be how they pronounce it, but I kept hearing Kenya when I was there.
Look, I've got a record I'm going to play.
I'd be interested to know if any of your listeners know.
Okay, yeah. The Lion Sleeps Tonight. I'm going to play after we've talked to you about Kenya or Kenya. And
Lion Sleeps Tonight, yes. Well, I slept right next to elephants.
Ah. Did you see any lions?
Look, I saw a lion on the very last day in the Nairobi National Park. And, in fact, I felt a little bit... I don't know. I thought as I shouldn't be looking because the lion was making love to the lioness and she had her legs in the air.
They don't do it that way.
They do, and apparently they were on to their third or fourth day because the guide I was with kept saying, oh, she's getting exhausted, and he looks pretty tired too. So apparently they go at it for about 4 or 5 days. And we saw them in through the sandy grass. They're actually a bit hard to spot, but it was a very beautiful and moving sight, but I did sort of feel as though I was being a bit of a voyeur.
I should say so.
Yeah, especially with the legs sort of, you know, going up and down like that. Mm.
It's not the way the farm animals did it. You mentioned the spot. Is it true that a lion can change its spots?
Oh, no, a lion, no. Actually, look, you know that saying, a leopard never changes its spots?
Ah.
That's the one. Well, when I was there, I thought, now, hang on, the cheetah seems to have spots because I saw a cheetah on my very first game drive, the most magnificent creature with beautiful spots. And so I've always wondered now, you know, since I've come back, why people don't say it's the cheetah that doesn't change its spots. You see, the leopard actually has spots, but they're really more like rosettes. They're a different shape.
Oh.
So it's quite interesting, isn't it?
Mm. Okay.
Of course, these sorts of spots and rosettes are used as camouflage. And they are really quite difficult to spot. We went out with a number of Samburu and Maasai warriors, and, of course, their eyes are very accustomed to spotting them. They would see them well before we did.
Mm. Okay, so you highly recommend Kenya or Kenya. And,
I do. And most people do go there to go on safari, and safari means to journey, and they go there to see the big five, the elephant, the lion, the buffalo, the leopard and the rhino, and I did get to see all of them, as I said, the lion on the last day.
We do not wish to discuss the sexual habits.
No. But I just want to tell you, at the elephant bedroom camp, which is near Mount Kenya, which is near where also William proposed to Kate recently at Lower Downs.
Oh.
And Mount Kenya is also where Queen Elizabeth went up a queen and she came down a princess.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So it was at elephant bedroom camp in the Samburu National Park near Mount Kenya.
And but I believe...
We slept with the elephants, not the lions. We slept with the elephants, yes, and they made a lot of noise at night.
Okay, so you'll be writing...
Fantastic, though. And yes, I'll be writing about it for the Sunday Telegraph, and I've also got something on my webpage today about it as well.
Okay.
And I've also got a recipe for you from one of the lodges we went to. A very simple recipe. It's for ginger spice biscuits. They were served to us for afternoon tea when we arrived, and also... before we went out on a game drive at 6 o'clock in the morning, very delicious. Simple butter recipe with sugar and flour and lots of spices in it.
Easter school holidays coming up.
Yes, still... very soon, in a couple of weeks, and I've got 5 classes scheduled. And we're doing one Easter class. We're going to make some Greek dishes, the Greek sureki, which is the Easter bread. So that's something a bit different I thought I'd do this time for the kids.
Okay, now I'm going to... You better tell me your website is...
SheridanRogers.com.au. The recipe for the ginger spice biscuits is on that, and all the information about the kids' cooking classes.
And no details of the sexual habits of lions that don't sleep at night.
I have told a few stories about the animals on there.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.